You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.
What's the problem?
And I certainly won't burden him with my vote next time.
We think people shouldn't get support because they need it,
you know?
The new shelter site secured by the city at 66 3rd Street is dividing residents of New Toronto. The 80-bed municipal shelter will provide meals, laundry, access to harm reduction, and more for all adults, including couples. It's one of six sites to be built in the next 3 years. It's part of the city's strategy to provide temporary housing for the hundreds of people who are turned away each night because the current shelters are full. The former city parking lot meets the city's standards. Shelters can't be built in areas zoned exclusively for employment or industrial uses, leaving limited options available. But many community members are taken aback by the move, like Carly.
The site placement of it immediately felt really surprising. 66 3rd Street in New Toronto was the only site of the six that was on a small residential road.
Carly is a resident in the neighborhood. She's called New Toronto home for the last 10 years. On Monday, she's at the Humber College Lakeshore campus, where city staff hosted a drop-in community session. It's a chance for community members and neighbors of the site to give feedback and talk to each other. Etobicoke Lakeshore City Councilor Amber Morley took part in one-on-one conversations all evening.
I feel like it is an opportunity once you're in there to actually get information.
I live on 7th Street. My kid goes to a school on 7th Street as well. I'm just here to learn more about the shelter and see what it entails.
Today's first opportunity that we have to speak with her, and she's been keeping us out in the cold waiting. I've been waiting for over an hour and a half to get in there.
Carly says they're disappointed the site moved forward without public consultation.
They know that the general response is not in support of this. So it definitely doesn't feel like they are, I think they want to hear our concerns, but basically ignore them, is what this sentiment seems like.
Conservative MPP Kristen Hogarth, who represents Etobicoke Lakeshore, wrote a letter to Councillor Morley recently speaking on behalf of the community. In the letter, she tells Morley, many residents felt, quote, excluded from the process, unquote. Hogarth says she felt the decision should have involved the community more from the start, rather than after the site was chosen. On Monday, the line to Humber College was out the door. Loretta Ramadan is closely involved in the consultation process as the director of the infrastructure planning and development sector and of Toronto Shelter and Support Services.
We do start with smaller stakeholder sessions when we meet with community groups, but this is just the first of many consultation sessions where we'll seek feedback from community members and have open discussion and dialogue on how best to integrate this new shelter into the community.
City staff were tasked by Toronto City Council with choosing the site's location, a human rights-based approach to help depoliticize the shelter development process. City staff say there aren't many available areas in Toronto that meet the size, budget, and zoning requirements for a municipal shelter. Ramadan says shelters across the city are located in residential neighborhoods close to daycares and schools.
This isn't new. It might be new for this community, but it's not new for the city.
Carly is part of the New Toronto Initiative. The group started a petition asking the city to halt the construction of the 80-person shelter until consultations with local residents took place. They've received around 250 signatures since early January. The group's also started a GoFundMe, where they're seeking funding for legal services, research, printing flyers, and for website hosting. Over $6,000 have been raised as of this week. But other residents don't share the same concerns. Carly says the Woods Manor supportive housing for seniors and two elementary schools are within walking distance from the site.
We know statistically there will be people in the shelter that will use drugs, that have substance abuse issues. I'm hoping that the city will go back to the drawing board and understand that what's in the best interest of a neighborhood and what's in the best interest of the shelter user would be to find a spot that offers more space, offers a location on a major arterial road, and that doesn't ask a community to jeopardize or put at risk the safety of the children and seniors and families that are already living there.
City data finds almost half of the city's unhoused population are struggling with substance abuse. And the Center for Addiction and Mental Health released a study in April of last year. The study looks at critical incidents, including violence, from 2011 to 2021, noting a significant jump within that 10-year gap. 2,000 incidents per year went to 10,000. But Loretta Ramadan says shelters are rarely violent.
With respect to that KMH report that was released, yes, it cited an increase in violence in shelters, but it's actually a very small percentage of individuals. And when I say small percentage, about 40 people who were responsible for a lot of those incidences.
Our station met Jane Wells in line. She lives across the street from the proposed site.
I feel like we should think more about how we can serve people who are looking for housing, people who are unhoused, and less about what they are going to do to our community. I don't think...
Jane's son goes to one of the elementary schools just up the street. He's in grade 6 now.
Honestly, my safety concern for him are all the SUVs that turn off Lakeshore and off Birmingham onto side streets and have nearly hit me several times. Like, that's my... I'm more concerned about driving in this neighborhood, lack of bike lanes that are being forecast that are going to be pulled out, than I am about people living in the shelter.
City staff say a 2021 street needs assessment showed that about 24% of individuals in need of shelter were based in the Etobicoke area. Right now, there is only one shelter in Etobicoke Lakeshore, with 40 beds for women only. And last year, Ramadan says the city cleared about 43 encampments in this ward.
There is certainly a demand. When they experience homelessness, they want to stay in the communities they're familiar with. They don't want to go across the city or downtown to where there might be a shelter space available. So it's important.
This isn't the first time city officials tried to build a shelter in this area. A 2020 attempt to build a 95-bed shelter near Islington Avenue failed due to community backlash against the plan. Councillor Morley says modern city-run shelters are staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, catered to specific populations, providing greater safety. Diana Shan McNally was out on Monday at Humber College. They're a longtime frontline worker working with homeless people for over a decade. She says she doesn't feel unsafe working in shelters.
I'm not a large person. I'm 5'5", like 110 pounds. You punch through me, it's like punching through a piece of paper. But people aren't dangerous. They are just in need. And when you care for them...
66 3rd Street is one of 19 new purpose-built shelters planned citywide, following the City of Toronto's Homelessness Capital Infrastructure Strategy, a 10-year plan to build shelters citywide for the approximately 12,000 people in need of immediate housing. Shelters in Toronto are at capacity right now. They're turning hundreds of people away every night. Trends in Toronto continue to show those without shelter face an increased risk of dying prematurely. Toronto Public Health reports 135 deaths among people experiencing homelessness between January to June 2024. Their data also reveals the median age for an unhoused male is 50 years old, and it's 36 for females, which is considerably younger than in the last two previous years. People living outside suffer a higher incidence of chronic and acute health issues as well. Another resident in support of the shelter volunteers at a food bank. She cooks up rice and beans on her Friday evenings.
There's Ken, there's Dave, there's Eddie, there's a whole... I know them now. You know what I mean? We're not buds. We don't hang out and have coffee. I have no idea where they go and sleep afterwards. A lot of them are tent people. They're in tents. But I would really like for them to have a bed and a pillow and a room and a roof over their head tonight. They don't have a roof. They're outside tonight. You know, we need a little bit more humanity. So I really don't know the answer.
The city hopes to build all 20 new shelters by 2033. starting first with the development of six sites that were revealed in December, which includes 66 3rd Street. Despite the opposition here tonight, Ramadan says there are no plans to cancel it.
So this site will be moving forward as a municipal shelter. We'll continue to have conversations with the community over the course of the next 3 years, before the site opens, and of course beyond.
The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.